Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and to greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. And all friend, if he isn't yours, he can be. He wants to be. He came to be. The Word of God tells us, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. And listen, I'm going to beg of you today, friend. I'm just absolutely going to beg you, beseech you, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, if your name's not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, if you don't know when you die, without a doubt that you're going to heaven, why don't you do something about that today? Why don't you do something about it right now? You know what I'd encourage you to do? I encourage you not to wait till the end of this message, not to wait till Debbie sings, not to wait till I give that little invitation just a few seconds before I go off the air. But you know what I'd do? If I was contemplating going to heaven, if I was contemplating being saved, if I was contemplating knowing for sure that my name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, that I'd miss hell, friend, listen, I'd do something about it now. I'm glad you've tuned in. I'm glad you're interested. I'm glad God's dealing with you. I'm glad that you're sensing old-time conviction. I'm glad that you understand that there's a need in your life, that you lack something. And listen, friend, it's more than something. It's someone, and His name is Jesus. You need peace. You need fulfillment. You need purpose. You need a plan. You need a place. You need so many things. Listen, you can find it in Christ. You can find it in the Son of God, that only begotten Son of God who entered into this world through a virgin's womb, lived sinless among us, died substitutionally for us, raised victoriously on the third and appointed morning, ascended back to the right hand of the Father 40 days later, and sits there, listen, ready to receive sinners like me, sinners like you, if we'll just realize we are and come to Him. Hey, listen, I've opened my Bible to the book of Luke chapter 16. I'm going to read 4 verses of Scripture, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5, and share with you a text. Listen, I'm going to tell you something you don't have to do. How about that? I'm going to tell you what you don't have to do. Okay? Now, that ought to strike your interest, and I hope that it does, and I hope that you'll pray for me. But before I do that, Debbie's got a song she's wanting to do. The title of it is Heaven Awaits. And friend, it does. It does. She'll tell us, for those whose trust is in the Lord, that's where yours needs to be. He's available. He's ready. You'll go to Him if you'll call on Him. You pray, would you? Listen, I want to see you saved today.
One day my labor down here will be all. On Zion's ship I'll step aboard. I'll soon be sailing across that foamy sea where heaven waits me. Heaven awaits those whose trust is
Debbie sing that song. And what a beautiful song it is, how well written and how well done it was. Can I ask you listen, if you were to die right now, what awaits you in eternity? What could you look forward to, or what would you dread? Can I ask you, listen, friend, listen. Please listen to this old country preacher. There's only two places in eternity. There's a place that Jesus has gone to prepare, and there is a place that God has already prepared for the devil and his angels. And I'm going to tell you something, friend. I'm an old-time preacher, an old-time country gospel preacher, friend. I preach this book, this Word of God, this King James Version of the Bible. And you know what I preach? I still preach that there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I hate to alarm you. I hate to say that. I really do. If I could get rid of any subject in the Word of God, if I could, and I can't, don't want to, I'm not trying to, I'd get rid of hell. Without a doubt, I'd get rid of it. Listen, friend, you can escape it. You don't have to go there by the grace of God. And I'm going to tell you something that I've said before. I'm going to say again and again. I'll keep saying it. Somebody will listen. Somebody will believe me. Hey, in light of what Jesus did at Calvary, when He bled there, He suffered there, He died there, when He took my place, when He took my sins and yours, by the way, when He died for us and as us, can I tell you what? In light of what Jesus did at Calvary, there's no reason for any man, woman, boy, or girl to die lost and go to hell. So let me tell you today what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you don't have to. You don't have to. Listen to the Word of God. And there was a rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gates full of sores, and desiring to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass, and listen, friend, it's going to come to pass one of these days you and I are going to die. It's going to come to pass before long. It'll happen before any of us really want it. We're going to be facing eternity. We're going to be facing, friend, crossing that great divide. And it's coming to all of us, me and you alike. Listen, friend, it is coming. And this is what he said, it came to pass that the beggar died, was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Now watch this. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes. Hey, can I tell you, listen, friend, listen. Listen to the Spirit of God. Listen to the Word of God. I want to talk to you about some things you don't have to. There's some things that you don't... Hey, this is a familiar story, is it not? One of the saddest there is in the Word of God. It's been for a long time now that I can't help but wonder who this rich man is. I mean, he names the baker, he names Lazarus, he names the one who died in faith, who after death, friend, went into a place that we refer to as Abraham's bosom. It's synonymous with a paradise. It's that part of the underworld that when Jesus ascended back to the Father a few years later after he won the victory at Calvary, left an empty tomb and he resurrected. Listen, friend, the Bible tells us that he led captivity captive, gave gifts unto me, and you know what he did? He emptied one side of the part, the compartment of the underworld. I'll just say it that way. Down at Abraham's bosom. That's what it says here in Luke chapter 16. But hey, can I tell you, friend, listen. Listen, it is a sad story, but it doesn't have to be your story. Does not have to be your story. Look, let me tell you some things. Death is not an option. It's not an option for me or you. Death is not optional. Neither is eternity, friend. But I'm going to tell you what is optional. How you die and where you go after you die. The Bible tells us that it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. And after the judgment, friend, we either hear God say, "Enter thou in to the joys of the Lord, thou good and faithful," or we'll hear Him say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you." And you're going to decide, I'm going to decide where that's going to be. And I tell you what, friend, listen, this sad picture here, Luke chapter 16, I was going to tell you that I've wondered for a long time if it wasn't that rich man that we read about earlier in Luke's gospel in chapter 12, that rich man whose fields came in good. I mean to tell you, his goods prospered. He said, "Oh, what am I going to do?" He said, "I have no place to store all my goods." He said, "I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my old bars, build bigger barns, and I'll lay my goods up and I'll say to my soul, eat, drink, and marry, for you're going to be okay for a long, long time. And I could turn over and read it. Thou hast many goods for, laid up many goods for many years. And God said, listen, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Can I tell you, sir, ma'am? Very few people woke up today. If anybody said, ma'am, boy, oh boy, this is the day I'm going to die. But we may. We may die. We're going to die. Let me tell you, we're going to die. But let me tell you what you don't have to do. You don't have to die lost. You're already lost. You're undone. You're dead in trespasses and sin. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, now listen to me. I'm not judging you. You see, I don't have to. God's already taken care of that. He just sent me as a mouthpiece. He just sent me as a voice. He just sent me as a voice, kind of like John Baptist in the wilderness. He just sent me to warn you, friend, to flee the wrath to come, to flee that awful place that was not even prepared for you. Isn't that amazing? Listen, we're going to die. Absolutely, we're going to die. That's no question about that. If you live long enough, my philosophy is you're going to die. The young die, the old die. Listen, friend, the in-between die. We may die. We will die. Death is not not like a dog cold trailing us. Death isn't behind us or running after us, trying to catch up with us, but death lies out in front of us. You ever see one of those old cartoons? They'd get a map and have an X marks the spot, you know, and that's where they try to go dig up the trails. You know what I'm talking about. There's a spot in my future. There's a spot in your future, friend. Listen, it's got our name on it. It's got our demise on it, if you will. Hey, it's not coming after us. It's waiting for us to get there. Listen, God said that He knoweth the number of our days. You don't, I don't. And the Word of God says, teach us. Teach us the number of our days, how frail we are, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Hey, can I tell you, sir, ma'am, you're going to die. There's no question about that. You know it. It eats at you. I mean, it comes to you the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning. So, man, you're going to die, but you're not ready. You know it. You know when you get all alone, sometimes things may be pressing on you and eternity sets in. The conviction spirit of Almighty God comes over you and you're all of a sudden confronted with your eternity, confronted with your mortality, confronted with the reality that you're going to have to stand before God in judgment someday. You ought to be troubled. Do you hear me? You ought to be troubled. I remember I was troubled like that. April the 23rd, 1974, bless God, I took care of that when I knelt at an altar of prayer, repented of my sin, and by faith trusted Christ as my Savior. That's all you got to do. I saw myself lost and saw Him as a Savior. Listen, you're going to die, but you don't have to die lost. You don't have to die lost. In the book of John, chapter 3, I'm going to read you verse 15 and 16. He said, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 13 and 10 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. See in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth unto me shall come unto me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Hey, can I tell you? There's not a record of the Word of God, not a record in the accounts of the Gospel, whether it be Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, that anyone approached Jesus that was serious, that needed Him, that had a problem, that needed His touch, that needed His grace, that needed His healing, that needed His help in whatever way it was, friend, that He turned them away when they were sincere. Even that rich young ruler we have a record of in Mark chapter 10. When he came to Jesus, Jesus knew how he would leave before he even came. But Jesus listened. You know what he did? He welcomed him in, conversed with him, was hoping that he would convince him through the law that he said he kept perfectly to see his need of a Savior. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. I don't know how good you think you are. I don't know. I don't know just how righteous you think you are. But can I tell you, friend, if you don't have the righteousness of God put on your life that you get by faith when you trust Christ as your Savior, hey, listen, friend, you're going to die lost and you don't have to. You see, I already told you you're lost, not because I said it, because the Word of God said it. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, if you don't have to die lost, you don't have to die lost. You know, I get a lot of phone calls. As a pastor, I get a lot of phone calls. And a lot of them say, pray for so-and-so, pray for this and that, pray about them. And I don't know if they're saved. I don't know if they die, where they're going. They're not saved. You know, a lot of times when people get down, especially this COVID situation we're still dealing with, this far in, we're still dealing with COVID. I don't know that we'll ever not be dealing with COVID from here on in. But you know what? They'll get on these ventilators. They'll get in ICU and people call and say, hey, we need to pray for them. I don't think they're saved. I don't think they're ready to meet God. Don't think they're ready for eternity. Why don't we get concerned about them while they're up and walking around and healthy? Why do we have to wait till they're on what we refer to as their deathbed before we get real concerned? Hey, I'm concerned about you. You may be big and bulky and healthy. You may be as strong as an ox, as the old saying goes, but listen to me. Listen, friend, to the Spirit of God. If you're lost, I won't help you in the end time. When you're lost facing your eternity, friend, you'll wish you'd have heard this preacher and done what he encouraged you to, and that's repent of your sin and by faith receive Christ. Listen, you don't have to suffer a crisis eternity. You don't have to suffer a crisis eternity. And yet many people are. Many, many people are. Can I tell you what the Word of God says? The Word of God tells us, listen, friend, the Word of God tells us that you don't have to suffer a crisis eternity. Why would you? I mean to tell you, why would you? This is what the Word of God said, Matthew 22:13. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Hey, can I tell you something, sir, ma'am? I don't know who you are. I don't know what your past is. But I know, listen, bless God, that you need a Savior. I believe God's dealing with me. I believe God's dealing with you. I believe He sent this message especially for you. Hey, He wants to deliver you, He wants to save you, and He wants to keep you out of a Christless eternity. You show me any Christless eternity. Friend, listen, if you're bound and determined to go to hell, God will let you. Christ died for you. He's available today. Remember, I told you that whosoever wills, I even told you if you'll come to Him in no wise, cast you out. Hey, can I tell you this, friend? But if you go to eternity, you'll spend it there without Him. And without hope, let me go on. You don't have to suffer the pangs of separation. But I'll tell you what, listen. I know people laugh about hell. There's a lot of people, friend, in the religious circle and even the Christendom and Christian circle that want to do away with hell. I already told you if I could, I will. But can I tell you something? Jesus came to listen to this, to seek and to save that which is lost. May I ask you what He's... If there's not a hell, if there's not an eternal separation from God, if there's not an eternal death, if there's not an eternal place of darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth, if there's not one of those kinds of situation in eternity, to what did Christ come to save us from? What did He come to save us from? Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. Listen, He'll save you. He'll save you today. He'll say, hey, you don't have to suffer the pangs of separation. What do you mean, friend? Well, you don't have to suffer the pangs of separation of that place called heaven and that great word called hope. Wouldn't it be awful to be hopeless for eternity? Can I tell you the reason people are depressed? Because they don't have any hope and they think there's no help. Isn't that amazing? Hey, wouldn't it be awful to go through eternity knowing, not just wondering, not just thinking, but knowing there's no hope, knowing you could have been in heaven, but knowing because you rejected Christ on this day that you're in this old country, preacher preached this message, you look back and remember, I should have been saved, God dealt with me, I felt His conviction, that preacher was telling me right, but I said no, and look at me now where I'm at. I'm hopeless. I'm helpless for all of eternity. Wouldn't it be awful? Wouldn't that be awful? You don't have to suffer the pangs of separation. You don't have to suffer the pangs of being away from your loved ones forever. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Mom, Dad, you got a little baby. Go in there in the crib right now. I don't care whether they're asleep. Listen, if they're little, if they're tiny, you pick them up. You hold them in your arms. You smother them with kisses. You tell them you love them. You write them a letter. Listen, you do something that they can read when they maybe get old enough to. But I'm going to tell you, friend, if Jesus comes before they reach the age of accountability, if they die, God forbid if they die before they reach the age of accountability, and you go on in your sin, you die lost, you rebel against God, you refuse His advances, you say no to the invitation, you turn off the conviction of God, listen, you'll never see Him again. Isn't that awful? Listen, you don't have to suffer the pangs of separation. You don't have to suffer the pangs of leaving behind your loved ones, never seeing them again. If your wife's married, if you're a wife, friend is saved, bless God, and you're lost. Your husband's saved, you're lost. Your mom and dad's saved, you're lost. Your kid's saved, you're lost. You go right down the line. Hey, you ought to look at them all you can. You ought to love them all you can. Because if they die saved and you die lost, you'll never see them again. You'll never see them again. You don't have to go to that place to sever the pains of separation from light and darkness, from light and life. Isn't that amazing? From light and laughter, from loved ones and laughter. You don't have to go to that place, friend. Listen, that was prepared, the Bible said, for the devil and his angels. You don't have to suffer that. You don't have to suffer what was never intended for you. The book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. The Bible says this. I'm going to turn and read it. I was just going to quote part of it, but I'm going to turn there and read it. Listen to what He said, 25 and 41. Then said He unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, in the everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angel. If you go to hell, sir, if you go to hell, ma'am, you'll go there as an intruder. You'll go there as an intruder. My Lord, we're hearing a lot of crazy things about eternity. A lot of crazy things today about salvation. A lot of crazy things about how to get right with God. But I'm going to tell you, friend, listen, the Bible never changes. Forever, O Lord, is Thy Word settled in heaven. That's why I like this King James Bible. Hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. You don't have to suffer what was never intended for you to suffer. And that is a place in a Christless eternity, in a devil's hell, in a place where the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. If you want to read about it, look the rest of the chapter of Luke chapter 16. If you want to read about it, turn under the book of Revelation chapter 11 and look, if you will, or chapter 20, pick it up in verse 11 and see where the dead go. They're cast alive into the bottomless pit. If you want to read a little more about it, start at verse 1 of chapter 20 and you'll find who your company is going to be. The devil will be there. The beast and the false prophet will be there. And oh, you will, friend, listen, unless you repent of your sins and receive Christ as your Savior. Hey, can I tell you something? The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 5, I believe it is verse 14, that hell hath enlarged her borders and opened her mouth without measure. Can I tell you, I just told you that hell was not intended for you. Hell, friend, listen, was made for the devil and his angels. But if you're bound and determined to reject Christ as your Savior, you'll go there. You'll go there, friend. You'll go there. And I hate to say that, but these are things you don't have to do. You say, what do I need to do to avoid that, preacher? All you got to do is realize you're lost, friend. I'll tell you, that's what happened to me April 23rd, 1974. I knew I was lost, and if I died in that condition, I was going to hell. But I heard about a man by the name of Jesus. I heard about a place called Calvary. I heard about an empty tomb. I heard about a virgin's womb that carried the sinless Son of God. I heard that He died, that He lived sinless among us, that He died substitutionally for us. And when He did, I heard that God laid on Him my sin, your sin, and the sin of all the world. I heard that He was buried. On the third day He came out from among the dead. And the Bible said, whosoever is called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you realize you're lost, we'll recognize Christ as Savior and receive Him by faith as you repent of your sins. He'll save you today. Do it right now. Don't wait. Hey, listen, friend. Here's some things that you don't have to do, but you've got to trust Him. You've got to call on Him. You've got to go to Him. You've got to say, God, I'm sorry I've sinned. Right now I receive You as my Savior. You'll do that. He'll receive you as His Savior. Under the next
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 1-0004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. Or on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at InspirationalTruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at InspirationalTruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ear. Now until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.